Hey guys, it's Heather. We are hanging out Steamboat Springs, Colorado Music Fest, and ran into this guy right here, Matt Hillier. How are you?
I'm good. I'm here in Steamboat with you. You know, how could you complain?
Right, the weather this year. Unbelievable.
Really good.
Listen, we've had some sketchy years in the past coming in.
Last year, particularly, that was rough.
Yes.
But I love it here. We need this.
Yeah.
We really do, you know?
You know, with y'all's touring schedules, y'all don't ever get to have an opportunity where everybody is almost in the same place for more than a day. And here you are 4 days. Some people get to stay the entire time.
That's right. I think the next move that I'm going to try to figure out, I haven't done this yet, but a lot of my friends do. They'll either come a day early or stay a day late or both.
Yeah.
Because honestly, it gets to feel like you need that decompression time. You need to either ramp up and be ready, or you need to be able to ramp down and just okay, all that happened, we all did that,
we survived.
Yeah.
So what do you do, what's your decompression time then when it comes to stuff
for this? Nothing. I hit the ground running, you know.
Well, just in general, outside of Music Fest.
I'm a family guy.
Yeah,
you know? So I like to spend time with my wife and kids, and you know, I like to go bowling.
Do you really?
Yeah. Oh, I'm not God. Good. I'm not good at it. I'm not good at really anything except maybe two things, you know?
Playing guitar, singing music.
That's it. Right? Once in a while I'll write a good song. Not always, but I keep writing them anyway.
Yes.
But that's what I love the most. I like to be home and hang out with the family. They're my favorite.
So in bowling with your family, are you the best one?
Yes.
The kids being
absolutely.
Me, yeah.
No, I'm absolutely the best one. You know, which is to say nothing, because I'm not good at it. You know, but particularly my youngest daughter, she's starting to really get into it.
Yeah.
And you know, she just it's a thing that we do together. You know.
You know, it makes good, I guess, family connections, because you're on the road a lot.
Yeah.
You know, it gives you that time to make those memories, those quality time with the family.
Yeah. No, it's my favorite thing. Those girls are so good. They're such great, brilliant, wonderful, smart, beautiful kids.
Yes.
And nothing makes me happier than that. And I don't know, that's always been, even when I have to be gone, I really try to focus on making up time and just, you know, spending time with them, you know, and with my mom and my wife and everything.
Yeah,
like
you got to balance that family time in there. Well, speaking of being on the road, we're here in Steamboat, and you're about to kick things off on the West Coast with Del Watson. How's that going to go, man?
I think it's going to be great. I think it's going to be cool. I mean, of course, I've been a fan of Dale's forever. 1100 Springs is solidly rooted in traditional country music. So when we were coming up, it was guys like Dale, or the Derailers at the time that we really, or Junior Brown, those type of guys that were doing really kind of traditional country music, kind of old school stuff that we really identified. So we would do shows with him on the road here and there, you know, just kind of one-offs, but we never really toured with him before. And he's doing this tour is an acoustic, you know,
yeah,
it's an acoustic thing for him too. So I'm the acoustic opener, he's doing his acoustic thing.
That's
so
gotta be cool though.
Oh, it's gonna be great, I think. You know, there are certain people that are either friends or mentors or people that I look up to that I know if I spend enough time around them, I'm gonna learn a few things.
Yeah.
And Dale's, I'm looking forward to that, you know.
Did you ever get starstruck the first time that you played for him or opened up for him?
No.
I mean, maybe I get nervous around.
Yeah, I want to. Maybe a little bit. Maybe a little bit, because I bought his records.
Yeah,
you know?
And back when people actually bought those things.
And I'd listen to him regularly when we would go on the road. His records were playing all the time.
Yeah.
So, but also, it's hard for me to say, because there's been a lot of miles on the road and water under the bridge since we come to know each other a little bit, so it's hard for me to even remember.
Did he call you to come up on this tour?
No. Well, we have,
or
we have the same agency. So but we're friends, and I went to one of his shows. My wife and I had a
date night.
And he was
That's
playing
nice.
Real close to the house, and it was her idea, which blew
oh
my
gosh.
mind, you know, like It always blows my mind. Like, she did that with Jamie Wilson, Jamie Lynn Wilson, yeah, recently. She's like, hey, Jamie Lynn's playing in Denton. It's like, well, great, let's go.
Yes.
Well, let's be clear. You don't go see Jamie Lynn. I go see Jamie Lynn Wilson.
But she wanted to.
I was like, this is going great.
This is nice.
This is coming around. No, so we went and saw Dale, and we, you know, we talked a little bit, and we talked about what a good idea it would be. So, I mean, it's a little bit of agencies and having things be easy.
Yeah.
But then also, it's also friendship. Just basically
so cool.
Saying, you know, he said that there was a West Coast run that they were doing, and, you know, if I would be into it, of course I am.
Yeah.
And we made it happen, so it's good.
That's
hopefully
exciting.
The first of many, you know.
And you got the new project?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Great. I'm excited to hear this next single that's coming out the 20th, I think.
20th, yeah, that's right. Holding Fast is the name of the song.
So that's going to be out everywhere, I'm assuming y'all are going to.
Anywhere people can download music for free.
See, I hate that. That's got to be the hardest thing.
Well, that's a longer conversation. But, you know, as long as people are hearing it, and hopefully if they like it, I'm very proud of it.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's the main thing. I don't, you know. Again, that would be a longer conversation
right.
to have.
And, it's a wormhole you can go down in a lot of
dreams. Preferably with a bunch of different musicians, so I wouldn't be the only guy, you know? Like,
crying over
there. Right.
No.
No, I'm excited about it. I'm excited for people to hear it. And
yeah.
Hopefully, like I say, they dig it and everything. So, and it's different. Like, I mean, if you liked 1100 Springs, you're going to like a lot of stuff on this record. But there's also some different kind of stuff. There's some left turns on it that I really enjoyed doing, because I wouldn't have ever been able to do a few of the songs that are on the record.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And you've gotten really back into your own style with stuff too now that you're by yourself.
Yeah. No, stuff. I can do whatever I want.
Right. You not can that write I when you want.
Not that I couldn't before. Like whenever the shutdown hit, one thing that happened was that I joined this songwriter group, and there's lots of these songwriter groups, which is, you get, usually it's about like 10 or 15 people.
Is it the one with Jason Eady and Courtney?
Jason has been on it. Courtney's been on it. People come and they go.
Yeah.
You have to write a song every week based on the prompt that you're given, and you turn it in, and if you don't make it in time,
or they kick you out.
Yeah, you're done. You're out.
Oh, wow.
You know? But it doesn't mean you can't come back.
Right.
You know? Because Ben Donaher was in the group whenever I first joined up, and now I'm in charge of it, which, okay. but you know, I think we're going to get him back. It's fun. It's great.
Yeah.
But now I'm looking at, I've been in over like 2 years, so that's a lot of songs. I'm looking at a real big stack of tunes, and I don't know. It's just great. So and in that, it kind of takes the pressure off. It's like, okay, I'm not necessarily having to write for the band anymore, and I'm writing every week, so you can do whatever you want to. It just kind of opens up it puts a little pressure on, you know, the time frame of actually getting it done.
Right.
But it takes pressure off in the other way, where it's like, you know.
It's got to sound a certain way.
It does, yeah, you do whatever you want to do.
So have you been able to?
You could purposely write a really stupid song, which I've done. I've done. Because sometimes you got to do that.
You got to get that out.
Yeah.
It's no pressure that it has to be like perfect every single time.
No, it's never going to be perfect, even if you pour over it for 6 months.
Yeah.
You know, nothing ever goes the way you, 100% the way you think it does.
What's been your favorite prompt that y'all have had to write about? Do you have one yet?
My favorite prompt, it's.
Or like word, I guess, that they make you have to. Is it a word that they have y'all?
No, it's usually two or three words.
Okay, yeah. That you have to put
into
the song.
And it's interesting now, because I've taken over the group, and now I pick the prompts. You know, like, which would be easy to go through like unfinished songs and just pick the prompt based on something that I've already started.
Yeah.
I'm not saying I've done that.
We're going to do this word again.
Yeah, no, I think it'd be hard to say what the favorite prompt was, because I think I'd probably be biased to the ones that the songs came out like my favorite ones. Just Passing Through is a song that's on the record that came from the group. A lot of the songs on the record came from the group.
That's really cool.
But that one, and the same thing can be said for Courtney Patton's new record and Jason Eady's new record. Like, it's been really good.
And it's all just from y'all just honing in and just writing, just doing something that you're passionate about.
Well, it's the discipline, you know.
That's
it's
true.
The discipline of doing it, you know. We, you know, I've written a whole bunch of songs for 1100 Springs over the years. But typically it would go to where we'd be gigging so much and everything like that. And then I would get to the point where I know I need to start really getting a new batch of songs together. And I'd go away someplace and just try to write a lot of songs at once. And that can work. Mm-hmm. But this is different.
Yeah.
It just kind of, I don't know, it's made me just sort of really, really focus on it, you know.
It takes that, you know, you're talking about pressure. Like in those situations where you had to, you weren't writing for a moment and then it's like, oh no, we need to get something out. That probably had so much pressure that was riding on your shoulders, and now there's more freedom that comes with it.
Yeah, I mean, the pressure's still there, but you stagger it out, I guess. But like, I don't know, it adds pressure, it takes it off. Because I mean, there's so many of my friends that I'm like, you should get in on this.
Yeah.
And they're like, I don't think I could do one a week. Because they think about their whole week, right? Yeah. They think about their whole week.
Everything that they have going on.
All the stuff they have going on, and it seems like stopping and bogging down to write a song when you're not inspired or whatever.
Yeah.
But that's it. That's the discipline. If you sit down and you make yourself do it, you don't have to, you know, we're not painting the Sistine Chapel necessarily every week, you know?
That would be scary, though.
Well, I mean, look, you do have
that's a lot of pressure.
You've got to get to the point where you accept that a handful of these songs are not going to be that great.
Right.
But even that, you still did it.
Yeah.
And just because the whole song isn't great doesn't mean you can't grab a section of it and put it into something else. Mm-hmm. Maybe it's just not great for you. Maybe it's great for somebody else. But, I mean, you know, to pat yourself on the back for writing a song a week is a little... because there are people who that's what they do every single day.
Yeah,
that's kind of, that's been another thing that's opened my eyes. It's like, man, there are people who do this and they do it well. And it's because they just keep doing it. They keep doing it. You know, just do the work, heads down, blinders on, do the work.
So are you going to be writing while you're out here?
No. No. Like, we have taken a hiatus.
We're going to take a break.
We've taken a hiatus. We do for typically for the holidays, once the Christmas comes around. And then a lot, you know, inevitably a lot of people who are on the group
are here.
It's impossible. Although it's not impossible because there's always some sort of wild, crazy
there
week.
There is something that happens here all the time.
Well, no, but I mean, throughout the year, you're always going to have those weeks. Like,
that's true.
You know. People fall off when Americana Fest hits.
Yes.
People fall off when the NFR hits.
Yeah.
You know, like, you've got it. That's it. That's the hard part. Like when you're at one of these situations, and you're like, everybody's having a good time. You're like, guys, I gotta go for a little bit.
I gotta go write a song.
You know, Cody Braun and I went to Ireland.
Oh, God.
We went to Ireland for 10 days. And I had to write a song. We wrote the work. Well, we didn't. I did. Because you can't co-write. But
it's all on your own.
No. Yeah, you can't co-write. I wrote the worst. It wasn't good. But I'm still in. I stayed
hey,
in.
It made the cut.
Stay in the group. That's the deal. Yeah. Yeah.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
Well, you got, I don't know. Do you play the lottery ever?
I buy the tickets, yes. Yeah, so, I do. Yeah, I have spent that money in my head.
You know,
already.
When it's $1 billion.
Oh my gosh.
That's what the Mega Millions is on Tuesday.
I want that money so much.
What would be the first thing you'd do if you won $1 billion?
Well.
Vacation, home.
one of my dreams is to own a fleet of vintage Cadillacs.
Really?
Yeah. So I think that would be the first thing that I would buy.
That's a cool one.
Yeah.
Do you have so what I'm going to do is I'm taking people that I'm interviewing today's, you have, give me a lucky number. I'm going to get 5 lucky numbers. I'll get the Mega Millions ball.
23.
The Mega ball. 23 is your number?
Yeah.
We're going to write them down and we're going to split it if we win it so everybody can get a little cut.
Oh, boy.
All right? So that's the goal.
Well, who am I splitting this with?
Well, it's going to be you, Josh Ward, The Great Divide.
And you're not afraid of us making slide deals on you?
Yeah, you can. Hey, I'm the one going to buy the ticket. So.
Okay, all right.
So you're going with 23.
23 for sure.
All right. Yeah. I like the number. Maybe it'll bring us luck.
I hope so. It's brought me luck. So.
All right. Well, I'm going to let you get back to doing some things that you're doing out here. I really appreciate you stopping
in. I thank you. This is great. We're having a great time out here. It's beautiful. I don't know exactly how people buy tickets to this thing,
but they do.
People ask me, it's like, well, where do you get the tickets? It's like, I don't know.
I just get them, man.
Seems to sell out every single year, yes. But if you can,
get a ticket and come join us.
Look at those people. I know those folks.
Yeah.
Come on up. Have a good time.
Yeah, come join us.
MattHilliard.com.
All
the good stuff.
Go get his stuff. And January the 20th.
Glorietta, the new record coming out, yeah.
And January 20th, new single is coming out, so be looking for that too.
Hey, and thanks to you guys for continued support over the years. I can't,
100%.
I cannot overstate what it's meant to me, you know, as a musician. And, you know, everybody would say the same thing. It means a whole lot, so thank you.
We love the music, and the best way to support it is to keep playing it. And y'all, buy tickets, buy merch, buy the record. That's the best way to support it.
That's right.
We're good? Thank you.
That's fine.